Now, where did my boy wander off to? Is he still upstairs taking a shower? I don't hear the water running, so that can't be it. His food's gonna get cold at this rate. Perhaps I should go check in on him. Or I can bring his plate upstairs. Maybe he wishes to eat alone today. I think I have a tendency to be just a tiny bit smothering. Quite literally sometimes, too. I guess that's just the curse of being born into a family where the women have massively big chests, I guess. But he always has such a wonderful smile when I'm done hugging him. I guess he's too much of a well-mannered boy to talk badly about my deadly hugs. He's such a sweet boy. Mommy's good boy, in fact. What a cute title he's given himself. Oh gosh, what am I doing? I'm over here daydreaming while his food's getting cold. Poor boy must be starving. I need to get my worrywart brain and my big butt moving upstairs. But it's impossible for me to get out of mommy mode. That's just a fact. I'll always worry about my boy. Speaking of which, he absolutely gobbled up his brunch today. But 3 large pancakes, bacon, eggs, and hash browns can only hold you over for so long. I need to make sure that he's eating properly. What type of mother would I be if I didn't do such a thing? Baby? Are you decent in there? Baby? I have your dinner with me. No response. That's weird. Maybe he's sleeping. But I should double check, just in case. He could be injured for all I know. That's the last thing that... Well, I did not expect him to still be in his towel. Well, he hasn't noticed me, thank God. He must be listening to some awfully loud music for him to not even notice me coming in. I was young once too, so I won't get on his case about how bad that is for him. Yet. Should I bother him? I mean, it's very important to not skip a meal. But he looks so comfortable. What to do? Forgive me, Angel, but this is for the best. Hey, comfy boy. Oh, I'm sorry for scaring you. You know I didn't mean to. But you couldn't hear me over the combination of sleeping, I guess, and your loud music. But I brought up your dinner. It's your favorite. I poured my endless supply of love into it. Oh, you're blushing up a storm. What's wrong? Or are you sick? Is everything okay? How do you feel? Where did I put the thermometer? Oh, you're not sick? Then what has you blushing so hard? Oh yeah, the towel. Well, I can't deny that I was a bit shocked too, initially. But I've been around guys all my life. I grew up in a family filled with guys. You don't have anything that I haven't seen before. Except, are you excited? Oh no, honey. Don't cover your face with a pillow. I can assure you that you have absolutely nothing to be ashamed of. What you're experiencing is a perfectly natural response. Yeah, these things happen. And honestly, between you and me, I find it to be quite the compliment. Yes. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's been a long time since a man has found me attractive. Oh, you find me stunning. Oh, hush, cutie patootie. You're gonna make me blush. Please scooch over so I can sit down next to you. Thank you, darling. You seem shocked that I gave you a kiss on your head. Now look, is there something you want to tell mommy? Because there's something that mommy wants to tell you. Oh, poor baby. You look so nervous. If it'll make you feel any better, I'll go first, okay? I want to apologize to you for being too smothering. I know I have a problem with being overprotective and overcaring, and a grown man like you needs and deserves his space. And believe me, I see you as an adult, I really do. But I just can't resist doting on you. Also, I will refrain from hugging you in a way that restricts your breathing. I've noticed that I've been doing that a lot lately, and I know you're just being polite and you don't talk about it, but that can't be good for your safety. I need to keep you safe, darling, even if that means keeping you safe from me. Oh, you actually like my hugs? Ah, then I was worrying for nothing. Phew, thank goodness. I love giving you hugs, especially the bear hugs. But please tell me if I'm handling you too rough. I don't want to break you. But if I ever did accidentally, I would spend all my life healing you. My life, my purpose in this world, is dedicated to helping my good boy. I'll help you with everything I can. That's how much I love you. Well, except for illegal things. But that goes without saying. Would you look at me just fawning over you? I should be ashamed of myself. But I'm not. Wasn't there something you wanted to tell me, darling? I'm all ears. Oh, you're having a wonderful time with me. That warms my heart so much to hear. It's so nice to be back home with someone as wonderful as you. You are perfect. Oh, the things I would do for you. But, my darling, I think there's something else you want to tell me. But I won't pull it out of you forcefully. You'll tell me when the time is right for you. Sorry for glancing. It looks like your friend's still happy to see me. Well, I'll let you handle it, darling. And once you're done, please eat. You know what? I'm taking the plate back, warming it up. And once you're done, you can get it, all right? It must be freezing by now. Enjoy yourself. So, thank you everyone for listening to this. YouTube's going to be hearing this way later, so Patreon members, you're going to hear this now. But YouTube already knows about it because this is a YouTube issue. I accidentally deleted 50 of my recent videos off of YouTube. That is roughly 4 months of content just vanished. And I can explain to myself. I was just trying to delete the live streams that I did. But through my multitasking, I accidentally switched to the video tab and deleted 50. I was sobbing and I felt so defeated, but then I tried thinking about the positives. The channel's still intact, and re-uploading the videos will give it a second chance to reach more people. All I ask is for people to re-watch the videos all the way through. You don't have to actually listen to the audio, but if you leave like midway through or at the beginning, it actually does more harm than help to the video. YouTube sees it as the video doesn't keep people's retention, and then it doesn't get suggested to other people in the future. So please, I beg of you, just even if you have to mute it or walk away, you don't have to listen to it. Just have the video run from beginning to end. But for the Patreon members, all those audios are still intact. There's nothing to worry about. You can still listen to it very easily. But yeah, for these two people, that's really unfortunate. But to get into the inspiration for making the second part of this audio, I really wanted to do something that was a little bit spicy, but not too much, not super, super intense, but still give it a mommy feel. So that was my attempt at that. I hope you guys liked it. And it may come as a shock, but as much as it seems like she's flirting with him, she's not. It's just her personality. She's being as
normal as she can possibly be. She's completely oblivious to the whole mommy kink. So with her being oblivious and you being painfully aware, it could set up some interesting scenarios and funny moments, and it can all lead up to a very cute, very adorable confession. We'll have to see, though. Mighty big thank you to Desaro, Lewis, Shaggy Man, Clone Wars, Tyler, Melon, Kamotes, Sean, and SW0608 for becoming members on Patreon. I hope you enjoy the content. I hope you're all having a great day or night. And I'll talk to you again next time, all right? Bye-bye.